I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. We're hearing for the first time from the people impacted when a 15-year-old stole a car and crashed into a house. This happened in West Valley last night. We have team coverage. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has been working on this story all day. She's joining us live. Amy, this is a quiet neighborhood.
Jeff, it was until yesterday when it turned into chaos. Police say they spiked the 15-year-old's tire down the street, but then he raced around a corner and lost control. He crashed into a yard and then right into the front of one house, killing 24-year-old Adrian Hernandez Rodriguez. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell spoke to a neighbor.
The man who wishes to remain anonymous told me he was home when he heard a loud crash.
So I heard it about 7:10, 7:15-ish. Just heard a loud bang. Like I said, I thought it was thunder.
The damage was extensive and caused a gas leak.
Just coming out of the house, just spitting. You can smell it. They just start walking through, telling people that people needed to evacuate. Several neighbors from the area, they brought him over here into this yard, and they were just standing over here to kind of be the safe distance.
The 15-year-old behind the wheel was apprehended and taken to hospital. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
And now we know that 15-year-old has been moved from the hospital to juvenile detention. Police say he is facing multiple charges, including aggravated assault. The man who owns the home, Chris Bonilla, says his mom, who lives there, gets constant help from the 24-year-old who was hit and killed.
You don't see that very often no more. So, I mean, especially for a young kid, 20, 23, 24-year-old, they're always doing other things. And for him to take that time, it says a lot about him.
Bonilla says that his mom invited the victim over for food, and he was just walking out of the front door when the car came racing down the street.
Saw the car when it was coming. She was able to close the door and run in, but unfortunately the kid got hit.
Now his mom is in the hospital with high blood pressure after witnessing all this, and when she returns home, she won't be able to live here anymore because her house has been condemned with all this damage. Jeff?
Well, you mentioned it was a quiet neighborhood, so what's it look like now?
Yeah, it's a mess. The neighbor who lives next door still has a part of the tire just at their front yard that came off from those spikes that police used. They also have tire lines going through their yard that lead up to a broken fence. The neighbor on the other side has a minivan that's completely crushed on one side. And then, of course, you have the house that was hit, which is getting boarded up today. And across the street is where the family lives that had this 24-year-old who died. And this is now their view every day.
Everything changed in a moment, and a good Samaritan is dead. Thank you. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe. It's 5:03. Prosecutors have filed federal hate crime charges against two Payson men in a 2020 assault.
22-year-olds Nathan West Thomas and Sebastian Francis West were indicted last month by a federal grand jury for allegedly assaulting a man. KSL previously reported about a black missionary for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from Panama who was assaulted that same year. The victim was reportedly with his companion when they passed a group of around six individuals. The group allegedly began yelling racial slurs and attacked the victim. Police at the time said the man's companion was a white man and was never targeted during the attack.
Some of the suspects had already been charged with state hate crimes in that 2020 attack, now federal hate crime charges.
Negotiators are back at it as the country inches closer to default. Maria Soleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, a key negotiator, Congressman Garrett Graves, describes today's talks as candid, but says there is still no deal.
There are outstanding issues. We are not there, but I think we've, you know, really identified where the biggest differences are.
Graves says increasing work requirements for federal aid programs is a key point of contention. Still, President Biden and Speaker McCarthy remain optimistic that they will get a deal done. Louisville, Kentucky is launching a website aimed at improving police accountability in civil rights complaints. The action follows a Justice Department report detailing numerous violations. Mayor Craig Greenberg says the violations include excessive use of force, improper searches, free speech violations, and unfair targeting of people of color.
Interim Chief Gwen Biller-Owell will review each of these 21 cases and determine what, if anything, should happen now in terms of discipline.
The new website intended to provide transparency into the incidents. A review of the Navy SEALs shows its selection process has grown to unacceptable levels. Recruit Kyle Mullen died last year within hours of successfully completing the SEALs' so-called Hell Week. His brother TJ spoke with ABC News.
My brother made it through Hell Week. He passed every obstacle, even with them going above and beyond. And then they let him die on the ground in the barracks by himself. And that's just pathetic.
The review shows little medical oversight. It also says poor leadership and overzealous and inexperienced instructors are focused on weeding out candidates. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
Unusual delays southbound Highway 40 going between Summit and Wasatch counties, especially as you're approaching and passing Jordanelle. Here in the valley, heavy delays southbound I-15 Murray to Draper, and again SR 92 Lehigh to Linden, and from Spanish Fork to Santaquin. Now for those on Mountain View Corridor, an earlier stalled vehicle in Harriman backed up traffic into Daybreak. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time 5:06. We're learning about new charges of child abuse against polygamist leader Samuel Bateman, who reportedly took wives as young as age 9. He was trying to start his own offshoot of the FLDS. Holiday Dental Studio was closed today after the roof of the strip mall therein collapsed yesterday afternoon. Bailey Anderson works at the dentist office near 4890 South Highland Drive. She was there when the roof collapsed.
Yeah. A few people thought maybe it was just like a little earthquake or something because it shook a little bit, but it really wasn't that loud of a noise. I think the walls might be a little bit thick, so maybe we just didn't quite hear it.
She says they're hoping to be open by next week with limited capacity. As we enter wildfire season in the West, a judge in Billings says the U.S. government can keep using fire retardant dropped from planes despite environmental concerns.
It's the reddish-orange fire retardant dropped from planes and helicopters to help battle wildfires. Firefighters say retardant is a critical tool in slowing flames and stopping their progress. Environmentalists sued, arguing the mixture pollutes waterways, and they wanted the court to rule the use of fire retardant must stop. The judge ruling the use can continue despite finding fire retardant does pollute streams in violation of federal law. But the judge said halting the use of fire retardant would result in great harm to life and property from wildfires. Alex Stone, ABC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
For most of us, the late start to the spring bloom was disappointing, but it's more than just annoying to Utah beekeepers. The hives are suffering, but with some tender, loving care, they should bounce back.
To fight the challenges facing beehives, beekeepers can make sure that their hives are well fed and tested for mites. According to Sheridan Hansen, a horticulture professor at Utah State, the best-case scenario is a hive that is active and foraging.
KSL News Radio's Michael Commit with the buzz, KSL News Time 5:08. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. We're brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935.
covering the rush and the getaway. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, those delays came on early, and they're already starting to ease just a little bit. They're not clear by any means, but speeds are starting to improve in some areas. Still, it's slow southbound I-15 from Murray into Draper, and then Mountain View Corridor, an earlier stalled vehicle at 136 South in Harriman, backed up traffic into Daybreak. Jumping over into Summit and Wasatch County southbound, Highway 40 really jammed up tonight with a high volume of traffic and road work as you're approaching and passing Jordanelle down to River Road. Jared?
Headed to southern Utah, they are. Southbound I-15 is so slow as you go from the point of the mountain down into Linden. There's a reprieve, though, as you go into Orem to Provo. Some more spotty slowing as you head into Springville, but then Spanish Fork into Payson. We've got two crashes in the mix. It is heavy and slow. Spanish Fork Canyon, as you go from Spanish Fork to the mouth of the canyon and in, high volume going through the mountain, Steve.
Well, full speeds right now on I-15, leaving from downtown Salt Lake into Davis County. Looking good, full speeds there. No problems, nothing to slow you down. But southbound 15 still a bit busy between Layton and Lagoon. Southbound 89, slow and go from, looks like, Combe Road now down to I-84. Northbound 89, thick at South Weber Drive. But no problems on the 215 West Belt or the Legacy Parkway. This spring, get your lawn off to a good start with Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Greener grass using less water. Spread it or spray it. Revive, it works. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, scattered thunderstorms rumbling across the Salt Lake Valley with temperatures in the upper 60s. We'll slide into the mid-60s by 7 and 8 o'clock with mostly cloudy skies, low 60s for 9 and 10. Ultimate lows will be in the upper 50s. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
We're not seeing any serious storms at the moment. In Ogden, it's 67 and cloudy. A little bit of sunshine in Provo and 66 right now in Salt Lake City, mostly cloudy. It's breezy and 69 degrees. KSL News Time, 512. And we go in depth with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, 10 lighthouses that for generations have stood like sentinels along American's short lines, protecting mariners from peril, guiding them to safety. They're being given away at no cost, or they're being sold at auction by the federal government. Now, of course, GPS, other modern technology, making it so they're not essential anymore. But the feds still want to preserve these century-old properties. Most of us are fascinated by lighthouses. Besides, they're in prominent locations, usually with breathtaking views. Now, the feds have been transferring ownership of lighthouses since the National Historic Lighthouse Preservation Act was passed in 2000. This year, they're giving away 6 lighthouses at no cost to federal, state, or local government agencies or nonprofits, educational organizations who are willing to preserve them, maintain them, maybe use them for educational purposes, making them public for everyone to use.
Now, we don't have any lighthouses in Utah, like, say, on the Great Salt Lake. There aren't any, right?
No, it's too bad.
Have you ever been in one?
No.
No? No. I've been in a few. It's really creepy. Old stairs that look like they're going to collapse, and you're not quite sure if you're going to make it to the top or fall to the bottom.
So you're saying preservation is going to be a real thing on these, right?
You're going to have to spend some money. Thanks, Maria. KSL News Time, 5:13. Friends and colleagues paid tribute to longtime KSL News anchor Dick Norse at his funeral today. Former co-anchor Ruth Todd says Norse was always friendly to fans that he met on the street.
It was always fun to walk someplace with Dick Norse because as soon as he opened his mouth and that familiar booming voice would ring out, heads would turn quickly and people would stop and they would want to come meet him because they felt like he was a friend. He'd been in their homes for so many years, night after night. They felt they knew him. And he never made anybody feel less than a friend.
Dick Norse passed away last week at his home in St. George. He was 83 years old. KSL News Time, 5:14. One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report. Several high schools have graduations tonight, and a group of seniors in Maryland are celebrating with an unusual prank. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live in studio with the story. Amy.
Jeff, the seniors listed their high school for sale on Zillow, and it's a pretty good deal, just $42,000. They describe it as a half-working jail. The listing also says there is a nice, spacious kitchen and a dining room with a private basketball court. A spokesperson for the school district tells the local CBS News that they are taking it in good humor, but they do think the kids seriously undervalued the great price of the property. I've looked for this posting on Zillow. I'm really disappointed I couldn't find it. I bet there there were some great photos there, too.
And it's been taken down, no doubt. Darn it. Thanks a lot, Amy. What, who'd have thunk? Snarky teenagers. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
plan ahead if you're headed to Zion National Park this weekend. They're expecting crowds some parks don't see over an entire year. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, prosecutors have now layered federal hate crime charges on top of the state charges against two Payson suspects in a 2020 assault. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have a vehicle fire. It's on the collector ramp from southbound I-15 to go westbound on the 21st South Freeway. And then heavy delays again tonight. This is due to road work and high volume of traffic southbound Highway 40. And this is going to be after SR 248 on the way down to River Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
More pop-up storms with highs in the 70s. I'm Kevin Eubank.
68 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. A slower rise to the ceiling, more room, the Treasury Secretary telling Congress the U.S. will hit its debt limit June 5th, not the 1st, in a new calculation.
As the debt limit and spending negotiations continue, new data from the Treasury Department shows it holds roughly $67 billion in, quote, extraordinary measures it can use. The department shows its cash balance dwindled to just $39 billion at the end of the day Thursday. In a new letter to congressional leaders, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen noted that more than $130 billion of payments are scheduled in the first 2 days of June, including to veterans and Social Security and Medicare recipients. Yellen writes, quote, these payments will leave Treasury with an extremely low level of resources. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A top Republican negotiator, Patrick McHenry, says the additional time does not take away urgency, as it takes time for each House to review and vote on a measure. A possibility tomorrow during a rare Saturday session that the Texas State House could vote to impeach and then suspend State Attorney General Ken Paxton, setting up a trial in the state Senate. Allegations include bribery, retaliating against whistleblowers, and obstruction of justice. Paxton urging supporters to protest tomorrow.
Every politician who supports this deceitful impeachment attempt will inflict lasting damage on the credibility of the Texas House, which I served in.
Paxton is a Republican, as is a majority in the state House, and a simple majority could impeach him. NCAA men's and women's championship basketball teams welcomed at the White House today, including the Louisiana State University Tigers women's team. President Biden.
Millions more women are getting sports scholarships and a chance not just to play, but to earn degrees and build their lives. But there's more progress to make. In the media, 95% of sports stories are still about men.
The Biden's also honoring the UConn Huskies men's basketball champs. You're listening to ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. As you've been hearing, millions of people are traveling this Memorial Day weekend, the vast majority on the highways. Julian Paredes is a spokesman for AAA. He says those are pre-pandemic numbers.
More than 42.3 million people traveling across the country this holiday. That's pretty much where we were at right before the pandemic. Travel had been down for the last few years because people were a little bit hesitant to go out there, but it's pretty much passed. We're back to normal. And yeah, more than 30 million people are going to be on those roads. So it's going to be busy. The busiest time of the road that you definitely want to avoid if you can are the 3 to 6 p.m. hours. If you can start your trip before that or afterwards, it'd be really, really helpful for your commute. And realistically, you want to start your trip before noon if you can help it, because that'll help you avoid much of the traffic in the area. Thankfully, gas prices are down compared to last year. We saw record high gas prices last year. So gas prices are a little bit on the higher end, especially in Utah, but it's not bad compared to last year. And AAA really recommends people do a pre-check inspection on their vehicle right before their road trip. AAA is anticipating more than 480,000 roadside assistance calls. So a lot of people are going to have breakdowns, unfortunately. So if you want to avoid that, you definitely want to do a little bit of maintenance on your car. Make sure everything's in good shape, your tires, your fluids, your battery, just so you can avoid having a breakdown in the middle of your vacation. Definitely want to avoid that.
That's Julian Paredes from AAA. He says those flying should also be aware of traffic problems getting to and from the airport. Well, let's check the traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. We're brought to you by Granite Credit Union. helping members since 1935. It was an early rush, Ricky.
It was, but we're not out of the clear yet. In fact, a lot of dark clouds rolling in, so I'm expecting more rain anytime now. And right now, the ramp is blocked to traffic due to a vehicle fire with fire crews on the scene mopping this up. It's on the collector ramp from southbound I-15 to go westbound on the 21st South Freeway, and we are seeing some backups in the area. Then, on the main flow of southbound I-15, heavy delays still waiting for you between 5300 south into Bluffdale. Mountain View Corridor southbound delays going through Daybreak into Harriman. Jared?
Utah County drivers, traffic still stacking on southbound I-15 from the point of the mountain down into Linden. You're going to find more traffic as you're entering Provo going towards University Avenue. The heaviest traffic that we're seeing is as you get into the Spanish Fork stretch. We do have two southbound crashes in the mix, but it is heavy and slow from Spanish all the way down to Santaquin. We're seeing heavy traffic patterns into Spanish Fork Canyon, Steve.
Well, northbound 15 is still a bit busy in spots up in Davis and Weber counties from Roy up to far west. You have some southbound leftover delays between Layton and Lagoon. Otherwise, no problems. Pretty good drive on the 215 West Belt Legacy and on Highway 89. That's both directions have cleared out. If you're headed up to the Cache Valley, Logan area, no problems traveling through Highway 89-91 through Sardine. Plan for heavy holiday traffic this Memorial Day weekend. Delays up to 20 minutes are expected on I-15 in Salt Lake County and on US 6 in Spanish Fork Canyon, so allow extra time. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7-day forecast starts off with scattered thunderstorms and then will dry it up just a little bit. Tonight, 57 for the low. The storms will go to bed overnight but be back on Saturday. 76 for the high, 80 and mostly cloudy with scattered storms again on Sunday. A little drier for Memorial Day Monday, partly cloudy in 82, mid-80s on Tuesday into Wednesday, and then another round of storms look to move in to bookend the 7-day on both Thursday and Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
We're at 68 degrees in Salt Lake City. It's mostly cloudy. Your 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. It's 522.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.